Just let your body relax and your mind relax too. Just let yourself be aware of the body, be aware of the mind. In a neutral and accommodating stance. Or I can say neutral but accommodating stance. Just noticing as you relax, not trying to make anything be different than what it is. Just allowing the body to relax as it can. Noticing it and allowing the mind to be as it is. Relaxing it in the sense that you're not forcing it or pressuring it to be different than what it is. And you're not judging it in any disrespectful way. You're simply allowing it to be, interested in it as it is. Notice as you relax that all of the experiences that you're having, whether it be an experience of the body, the muscles relaxing, or maybe you're hearing a sound outside, or your mind is thinking about something, you're feeling an emotion. Just notice very, very simply that all of these experiences are known to you. You can speak like that. I'm aware of these experiences. Now, using language a little differently, I can say, I am aware of all of these experiences, whatever thought arises, whatever emotion arises, I am aware. It's just language trying to describe my inner experience. Now, another language that might be a little bit more accurate, instead of saying, I am aware of these experiences, I can say, these experiences arise or take place in my awareness. These experiences take place in my awareness. That language takes the doership out of awareness. The difference between I am aware of these experiences or these experiences arise in my awareness. But then we're saying my awareness as though there's someone who has awareness other than myself being the awareness. So now what if I use language like this? These experiences arise in me, the awareful being. Now I am equated or labeled as an awareful being. All of these experiences arise. These experiences arise in me, the awareful being. It's close. But these experiences rise and set, come and go in me, the awareful being. Who remains untouched? Who is changeless? I remain untouched. By the experiences that come and go. Now when you say the words, I am, where do they land? They don't belong to the experiences that come and go. The I am can't land on those experiences. The I am can only land on me, a conscious being, that remains untouched. Changing experiences. I am the one who is here, changelessly present. As these experiences come and go. just spend a moment noticing the nature the nature of yourself, of your being, this conscious being that you are. In this way, your being doesn't evoke fear. The opposite. It's what we call abhayam. Neither does it have fear, it neither has fear, nor does it evoke fear. Bhaya means fear. Abhaya, free of fear. It will not scare you. It won't criticize you. It won't judge you. It won't push you away. It won't reject you. These things are not in its nature. You feel safe. Held. Cared for without an action. You feel the beautiful strength of your being, your presence. Any word must resolve into its meaning. for it to be knowledge. When you say the word I am, with knowledge it resolves into you, who you really are. When the I am, these words resolve into a thought or a feeling, or anything which I objectify, lost myself for the moment. As though forgotten. Lost in the movie. In a flash of a second, I just bring myself home to me.